everybody. Welcome to
Twin Souls Podcast with your hosts,
Jordan
and Kelsey.
BFF Fridays, where we tell you all about us and dish on our personal aspects of our lives.
We talk about the hottest topics and discuss various tough topics such as toxic parents, infertility, coming out, and much more. Stay tuned for our BFF podcast every other Friday. Today we're playing this game. It's called This or That. I saw Whitney Thor and her best friend Buddy do it from TLC on My Big Fat Fabulous Life, and I thought it would be really fun for us to do it. So, question one. Who is most likely to go to the museum very often?
I think it depends on what type of museum.
So I want to say something cool and interactive. You.
Like a cool, there's this cool Van Gogh museum, interactive Van Gogh, like inside the exhibit. So you are inside the painting each room or something. So
okay, I would definitely cool. go
to, right? A museum that has to do with like dresses or something boring.
I think both of us, because I love museums, whether they're like just boring paintings or statues or interactive. So I'm going to say both.
If you want an interactive museum, you can go to the Modern Museum of Art. And yeah, that museum has a nude exhibit for all you nude lovers out there. Who is most likely to smoke weed?
Both.
Yeah, both of us.
Plain and simple. Guilty.
But who is most likely to smoke weed more often? Jordan.
Yes, you.
Every 2 hours or so, if I got the weed, which I normally do.
I smoke for pain, so it's not as often. Maybe like once or twice a day, if that. Question three, who is most likely to live in a big city? Not me.
Me.
Jordan, 100%.
Well, it depends on how much. If my salary is going to go up or down, that really depends.
Like I where you live. From,
I moved onto an island and my salary did go down, but I am paying much more in rent now. Question number four, who is most likely to watch a romantic movie? In my early days, when I was like 15, 16 to 18, me, because I found all those like little gay coming out movies, so I'd always watch different ones, and then I found the typical few that I actually really enjoyed, and I watched it. It was, yeah.
I would rather watch a horror movie or something with comedy.
Horror movie for sure, I definitely agree. I'm really into sci-fi now, so I will watch Interstellar quite often.
Sci-fi is good too.
Like for me, I really like the UFO, more typical alien abduction. Like I don't like alien. I don't like the whole alien series. I like more so UFO type aliens, not spaceship fucking aliens.
I get it.
They're like the same thing, but they're not. They're really not.
Who is most likely to be in a choir? Jordan.
Me. I was in 100%. One. I was in one for a couple plays, like Annie. I got to sing the chorus for Annie with a couple other guys. There was like three of us, and the rest were girls, so the other like 20 of them.
I think I'm a little bit too shy for that. Jordan's got the confidence. I don't.
Kelsey would be in like a rap group.
Yeah, twerking my non-existent ass.
Shake that pancake.
Yeah, shake that pancake. Yeah, there's nothing to shake.
You can learn from me. I've tried to teach you.
I know, but I want that type of booty so bad. You don't even know.
More squats. Who is most likely to go to a Justin Bieber concert? I would.
Yeah, totally. I know you would.
I would. Yeah, I would. That'd be fun.
For me, I would rather do Post Malone or Miley Cyrus. I love Post Malone.
I think if I had to... I don't know
if you had a choice.
Miley Cyrus or Post Malone. I don't know.
It'd be awesome if they just go to concert together.
I would prefer that over alone. But if it was alone, it would be hard because Miley, every, 6 months, she's doing something brand new.
Different. Like she
just recorded a Metallica album.
Yeah.
Has gone through her rap album, has gone through normal country, basically.
Yeah.
So I think if she would do like a throwback concert where she does some new, some old, some in between. But besides that, I think Post Malone, just because I'd go smoke a bunch of weed with the crowd. Hey, hey, hey.
I would totally do it. I love him. It'd be such a good time.
Oh, it really would. Like, we had a good time at the Marilyn Manson Rob Zombie concert.
Well, that was a good concert, but now we're not really loving Marilyn Manson these days, so.
Nope, canceled. Sorry. Canceled. Rob Zombie all the way.
Yeah, sorry. Who again? Marilyn who?
Yeah, Marilyn who? Monroe? We love her.
We love her. Who again? I guess Rob Zombie should have beat his ass.
Exactly, right? He said he was going to.
Whoever was at the Twins of Evil tour in Michigan, yeah, shout out. If you were there, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Question number four. Who is most likely to be a drama queen?
Me.
Kelsey, yeah, 100%.
I feel like that shade at me, yeah. That question.
Yeah, I mean,
me.
How often is she a drama queen? About 90% of the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Me, so I can be dramatic if I want to be. But,
yeah, but normally you're like calm and cool and collective. That's usually like how you are. So definitely me out of both of us. Who is most likely to marry a celebrity? Ooh, that one's tough.
I guess it depends on like, is it like a D-list celebrity? Because then I think we both have a chance.
Like, who is it? Like Kanye West or like who's lower than that?
Are you serious? Who's lower than Kanye West?
No, I'm trying to think.
So it would go like Ryan Reynolds, A-list, top tier, Kanye second tier. No, maybe not. He just has a lot of money. That doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, and he was married to a Kardashian, but that's going down the drain now. So I'd say B.
Yeah, I'd say B.
I'd say B list. Oh, what about what about like Ryan Reynolds or like a basketball player?
No, I don't know any basketball players.
But I was going to say someone like Lamar Odom, like Khloe Kardashian's ex.
He's pretty. I would say him and Tiger Woods are like C-list because they did some shady shit.
Yeah.
Lamar, he was addicted to drugs.
Well, okay, well,
I guess both of them were. Never mind. Well, no, he was addicted to sex. Both he was just them. The one was, yeah.
I think it depends who it was, but I think maybe we both would, but it depends.
Yeah, I think so too.
Depends on who and who they are and what their status is and how popular they are, because I get so sick of being followed by paparazzi. Okay, you're next.
Number four. Who is most...
You said number four for like the past fucking six of them.
Shut up. Number who the fuck cares? Who's most likely to do weird things in public? Separate? I would say possibly me. But it depends. It depends. If you're out shopping with Hayden, you might as well.
It's true. Yeah, I do that too.
But if we're together, both of us, definitely.
100%. If we're together, both of us. Who is most likely to have weird phobias? Me.
Yeah, I think Kelsey would.
It's me. I think.
I got like one weird one, and it's like the eyes on the potatoes, like those things that grow off them. That's fucking gross, nasty, disgusting. What else do you need to know? They shouldn't be on there. I know they're to help grow other potatoes, but fuck those other potatoes. Kill them. Abort the eyes, please. I'm sorry.
And see, for me, it's more like snakes and that they don't have feet. They scare me because they don't have feet and their jaws can open up really wide and that just freaks me the fuck out.
They just fucking scare me because they're snakes. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm like those like small, like it's like spiders. Like, I don't want to see them. I don't want to know about them. Like, the bigger the badder, good for them. Fuck off. With snakes as well. Like, I don't want to see you. Like, I'd rather see something like really massive far away. Then like walking up and finding a pit of like small snakes. No, thank you.
I've been watching Snake Discovery and Brian Barcheck because I really want to go see his reptarium. And I've been trying to get out of this weird phobia. I've been trying to conquer my phobia and fear of snakes, but...
Who is most likely to kill someone accidentally?
I'd just like to say right now, if Jordan killed somebody, I would help him hide the body.
Yes, we will help hide each other, hide the bodies.
I don't know. I guess it depends in a fit of rage. Probably me, if I got mad enough. Because Jordan's always chill all the time. He always smokes weed.
Yeah, I'm pretty chill. I'm pretty patient, so.
He's pretty chill, like, all the time.
But, like, accidentally, you're not meaning to. but I don't, like, I've never had that happen where I would accidentally, almost accidentally kill somebody. I've almost accidentally killed myself, probably quite a few times, but that's for a whole nother day.
That's true. So probably both of us, if you got us in the right situation. Who is most likely to die of something stupid? I don't know why this question makes me laugh.
I don't know. I think me.
Yeah, I've
done some stuff already that has been pretty stupid, that if we were in another dimension and it was totally true, like if you died, you automatically, your consciousness got transformed to another Jordan in another world. And like, I don't know where I was going with that anymore. This is the goal. Yeah. I don't know. All I know is this is the gold I forgot.
Okay. I overthink things too much, and I don't think I would. Like, Jordan always teases me about it. I'm always so careful. I'm always too careful. Anna Nicole show or Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which would you rather? If you had to pick one, like trash reality TV.
Trash reality TV, Anna Nicole show.
Totally, just 100%.
Her Christmas episode? Yes, her Christmas episode. OMG. That is gold. That is TV gold. A mess and a half. Wait till you meet Shelly.
I would say Anna Nicole as well, just because I feel like the Kardashians kind of, it's always the same story. Like, my man did this, my man did that, poor me type thing. But
Anna Nicole, we know he did. He's the same guy that you just fucking divorced.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, I don't know. It's kind of the same thing with them. So, but Anna Nicole is so funny. That woman had absolutely no shame whatsoever when recording her show. The things she does are like ridiculous, but it's so funny. If nobody's ever seen it, it's the Anna Nicole show, and it is so funny. It's totally worth a watch for your typical 90s trash reality TV, if you're like us and like that stuff.
Google or Bing? Ooh, I would say Google. Mm-hmm. Like, when Bing comes up on my computer, I just turn it off. I just go google.com, please.
Yeah, me too. I am Google all the way. Bing is like meh.
I don't find the quality of the links I find on Bing to be as good as Google.
Witches or wizards? Both.
Yeah, I would say both. Witches and wizards.
I'm obsessed with both.
The badass Salem witches, though.
Totally.
If I could be a wizard from like Harry Potter, that would be fucking cool as well.
I'd love it either way.
I really would. Let me be a warlock back in the early 1400s or something like that.
So everyone would be scared of you.
Yeah, they would. I'd have a fucking wicked nose, a wicked warlock nose. That kind of
like, hell yeah.
Frozen yogurt or ice cream?
Ooh, ice cream. Sorry, fat girl moment. Ice cream all the way. I love every type of ice cream.
Yeah, I like ice cream a lot too. I think for me, if it...
McDonald's or Burger King? I feel like it depends, because I don't like Burger King fries. Yeah, totally.
Burger King burgers, McDonald's fries.
Yeah, I agree.
But Burger King's poutines are really good.
Yeah, they are good. But I don't like the fries by themselves.
No. The fries by themselves are just kind of boring. If I'm getting anything other than a poutine, I guess it'd be the onion rings.
I like the chicken parm sandwich, too, that they have.
Oh, I've never tried that one yet.
Oh, it's so good. So
I get paid tomorrow, so hopefully I'll get to try.
I agree with Jordan. Same thing. I love McDonald's French fries, but definitely like burgers or sandwiches, Burger King 100%.
Blue or green? I like me blue.
Yeah, I say blue too.
Blue's my favorite color. I fuck with blue. I was in Blue House in Anderton Public School. If you're listening, you know what house colors you were in. I was in blue. I represented Blue House. We tried. We won sometimes, but those asshole preppy jocks always happen to be in the same ones.
I was in yellow.
Yeah, we didn't like yellow. Yellow sucked.
Yeah, I know. Asshole.
Okay. Blue was pretty good, like when we were in...
I think red was the most...
Six, seven, eight. Blue was pretty good. But up until before then... We sucked.
And it sucks because I don't even think they do that anymore.
No, they probably don't. It was this cool thing our school did that everyone in the whole school was sorted in the house colors. I don't know who thought of it, but
for track and field, wasn't it?
It originally Spirit Day or something like that.
Yeah, we were all put into different houses with different animals as like the symbol of each house.
I would basically call it like houses of Gryffindor. Basically, you're your own houses, and those are kind of like the people. Well, not the people you hang out with, because it's just like people from grade one all the way up to grade eight, because that's the type of school we went to. Some of you listeners out there are like, one school from grade one to eight? Yes, we didn't have multiple schools for like middle school, junior high school, none of that.
It was 1 to 8 and then 9 to 12. Books or magazines?
I would have to say books. But in my early, once I turned 18, however, I went to the porn shop and I would buy a bunch of magazines because they would come with porn DVDs. So I would say a mix between books and magazines. But if I'm like, find something really interesting that I want to read, like the Harry Potter series, I did read the last book. In probably about 24 hours, I received the book, started reading it. We had driven, I can't be anything. I pissed people off. I was a lazy bitch, but I was trying to read my book. It's getting good. This is the last book. I have to finish it before this fucker beside me who has the book. He had it for a week, and I'm like, yeah, well, I'm past you now. I already read past you, stupid. Piercings or tattoos?
For both of us, it'd probably be tattoos because they're addicting.
Yes, they really are.
Like when they say that, it's the truth. So we both have multiple tattoos, all different meanings. I think I'm really the only one that's pierced for the most part.
Yeah, I took out my spacers.
Yeah, so did I.
Took out my cartilage.
We're growing up, y'all.
We're just going to get inked up instead.
Yeah, I still have my lip pierced, but I'm never getting rid of that. But definitely more tattoos all the way. Mexican food or Italian food?
I would have to choose Mexican food all the way, just because for me, I find Italian food really tastes the same after a while. The ingredients are mostly the same. With it's Mexican true. Food, you can Oof. Have stuff with tacos, fish, shrimp, lobster,
yeah,
beef, this, that, beans, like, you know. So much more you can do with Mexican food than Italian food. Please, it's Italians, universal. Don't come for me. Don't come for my head. Sorry, but you suck. Mexican food is much better. My opinion, yeah.
Well, it's like always the same. Like lasagna, penne, chicken parm.
Veal parm.
With Mexican, I feel like you can get a little bit more spicy and you can try different things. It's universal.
Yeah, you can make different types of sauces, have four different types of sauces, but for your Italian food, you're not gonna make four different sauces, four different bolognese, and
you're not
Alfredo. Like, it makes no sense.
We're taco lovers, by the way, if anyone's wondering.
Obviously.
We are 100% taco lovers.
Chicken or beef? I would have to go with beef in general, just because with chicken, there's only so much you can do. Like,
yeah, chickens, in my opinion, yeah. You can have it on a salad and a wrap on a sandwich. Same with beef, but tastes different. You know, there's like steak and different cut, different sauces. Yeah, I'd have to say beef. Let's do, since we're talking about food, nachos or french fries? Ooh, this is a hard one. If it's like loaded nachos with like the beef and the lettuce and the olives and all that good crap, totally 100 Joes.
For me, I'm like a split down the middle.
Ugh, because I like
both. are these french fries poutines? Because if they are, then it's no question french fries for me. But I'm just going to take this question as the french fries by themselves. There are some really good types of french fries out there. But in my opinion, I think in BC at cooking at Fairmont Hot Springs, we used to do these nachos and the old school like ice cream tubs, the 4 liters, I believe it is, the big circular one. We would get those. And then when we emptied them, we would use that, the base for building the nachos. So we would put everything, like cut the lid out. Yep, we would cut the lid out or the bottom out. And then we'd put it down and then we'd like layer the nachos so it's all straight. Then we would pop the pop that in the microwave for like 3 minutes to get them like thick, throw them in the oven, take off the plastic lid, and then it'll stay in like the shape that you want it to. And you just slide it from the oven onto the plate and serve it with some sour cream and
salsa.
Now I'm going to have to stay up late so I can order some food.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It's Friday. I have to.
Thursday.
Tomorrow will be Friday. Payday's like 1 o'clock in the morning. 1:10.
Okay.
1:10 is when I get paid. So I will have my stuff ordered before 1:10 so that when it goes in, I can pay it immediately and have it ordered. So it's like arrives before like 1:30, hopefully.
Yay.
There's only so many places I can get at like 1:30 in the morning. So like.
True.
McDonald's.
Yes. But their fries are good. So.
Baked or fried?
Why? Well, I like being baked.
Like I'm baked right now, but I would like to be fried. That was a good one. What kind of baked and fried are you talking about?
I'm talking about like baked, like weed baked. And then I'm talking about fried, like French fries. You know what I mean? Like get baked, then eat the fries.
Isn't this this or that? What do you mean this and that? Well, obviously I'm going to get baked and then eat the fried.
Hell yeah. I don't care if it's baked or fried.
As long as I'm either or.
Exactly. Regular or extra crispy?
I would have to say
crispy.
Once again, it depends for me. If it's fries for like a poutine, I don't want extra crispy fries. I want fries that are like in the middle of regular and extra crispy. I want them to have that slight crisp, but then be nice and gooey in the middle. But normally, yeah. I would say crispy in general.
When you go to Wendy's and you have to pick between like a chicken sandwich, crispy or grilled.
I think I'm going for the crispy all the time.
Yeah, me too. I love the spicy chicken.
Like I want to test out the best chicken sandwiches, spicy chicken sandwiches in town. Craving chicken sandwiches, right? An arts festival or a music festival? Mm. For me, I would choose a music festival 100%. 100%.
Yeah, Jordan totally would. Music festival.
Yeah, I'm all about it. I could go on and like rant and rave about it because I like raving and ranting, if you catch my drift. Dubstep, techno, house music, oh my.
For me, I would say, I don't know, I like both, but I'd say art if I had to choose one. Just because like crafts and stuff like that kind of type of festival, or like Strawberry Fest, where like you get to do vendors and different food. Like I'm a fat girl, totally all the way. I'm down for it.
So, side note, evil or good?
Depends. It's like a badass evil guy.
I don't know. I don't know. Is this just in general or...
Probably good.
I'll always root for the good character, I guess.
But I do love some drama and tea. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Someone who can stir the pot a little bit is pretty interesting to me. I guess I'm that person.
Yeah, I am too. Like, I'm just going to admit it. So, truth or lies? I don't know. Sometimes, really?
Yeah.
Only because sometimes lies sound better than the actual truth. But, like, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, for me, I don't know. I'd rather hear the truth than lies.
Same, but at the end of the day.
But do I prefer telling the truth or lies? The lies can get interesting and fun.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, like, let's be honest. Sometimes the lie is more interesting than the truth.
if you buy something I say out of sarcasm, I'm definitely going to go with it, joke about it down the road. You'd just be like, no, I'm badly wounded or dead. Would you rather be wrecked? Your plane seat got ejected out of the plane, and then you ended up from the ground like 50,000 feet. And now you're badly wounded. All your bones are broken in your body. You're still lucid. You can feel pain. So you're badly wounded. Or would you rather be just right out dead? I mean, in that situation.
Dead. Dead, please.
I'm like, in this situation, every bone in your body is broken. What are you going to do?
Die? Like, just fucking what die?
What else would you want me to do? Fuck.
Cry out for help? Well, fuck. Give me the drugs, man. In that situation, I would probably say death. And then this question pulls into this.
Earthquake or tornado?
Ooh. Tornadoes are pretty sweet. I mean,
through a tornado. We've witnessed a tornado. Totally. Like, we had to like take duck and cover because it was like that close. We were in a parking lot and looked up, and behind the tree line, we've seen the tornado, the updraft of it. So
I think tornadoes are pretty cool. Like the way they funnel and they form. And not like all the disastrous stuff that comes along with them, but I think as far as like beautiful natural disasters go, tornado for me.
Earthquakes can last hours. Totally. If they're strong enough. Tornadoes, depending the size, it's either like a quick 2 minute touches down, passes by, nothing happens, or it could be like 2 miles long, destroys everything in its path and causes just as much damage, if not more, than an earthquake.
Yeah, I'd say tornado. That's how I feel.
Yeah, tornado.
The ocean or mountains?
I would have to say, sorry, Dylan.
I would say for you, probably both, because you just love scenery.
Yes, I love scenery. Like where I'm at, I can see mountains and ocean. So
totally. For you, it's because you're all about that kind of stuff.
I think the most unknown is the ocean.
Yeah,
there's so much more of it. Yes, it's the same. Yes, it's the same, but no, it's not.
It's not.
Things are different in different parts of the oceans, different temperatures.
I mean, if I had to, like, if I had to pick one for you, I'd say mountains, only because you like to hike and you like to see the bears and you like to take pictures and all that kind
of
stuff.
That's just because the bears don't gotta wear a shirt.
But ocean, I like the ocean too, because I like the smell. Like, I like smelling the ocean and I like looking out at it. And
whales are pretty majestic, so.
And so are dolphins.
I would rather see a whale and a dolphin over a bear at this point, personally. Yeah,
probably needs to shake it up a little bit.
Circus or carnival?
What's the difference? Is that stupid? I've never heard of, like, really a difference between the two.
The Windsor in front of the casino,
yeah,
that would be a carnival.
Okay.
And not a circus. A circus to me would have some animals, you know, your bearded lady, your typical,
so like live performance.
Yeah, more so live performances and excitement, more of a show, less of a wander, explore, eat, have fun type of thing.
I like carnivals, but a circus would be really cool.
Like, I went to the Ringling Brothers Barnaby Bailey Circus in the States a few times. Annie Call would take us because she would always get tickets for the casino and stuff like that. So that was pretty fun. That's a big, big circus. You know, that's at the Auburn Hills, like thousands of people.
Wow. Yeah, that's big.
But for me, I think I would kind of like the carnival just a little bit more, just because you can win prizes, play games, you can find different things to eat. Like, depending what types of carnivals, like, you could have a big selection of like foodie things that you can stop and hit up and try.
Yeah, like food trucks.
Plus your rides. And I really like that.
Yeah.
So I think as often, I would say circus. But totally. In general, if
carnival,
yeah, I would be booking like a carnival.
I would say in general carnival too, just because that's what's mostly around here. But yes. Like if they had some really cool attractions or people performing in the circus, then I'd say circus, like a once in a lifetime type of thing.
Definitely. I agree. If they have like the motorcycle drivers, I do like the three or four of them in a cage, in that circular cage going around in circles. That's cool. You don't see those daredevils. Cool. I don't think you see those daredevils that often anymore.
You don't see it every day either.
No, definitely not.
Disney World or the beach? That's a difficult one because I like the relaxation of the beach, but I also freaking love Disney World. Like, I love all the rides and I love...
Yeah, this is exactly kind of like what we just talked about. Like,
yeah,
Disney World has all those like extra rides and stuff, and that type of stuff kind of excites me a little bit more.
Totally.
So I would possibly pick Disney World because I've never been to Disney World. I've been to many beaches, so I know what to expect as of right now. Like, I don't know what to expect if I ever go to like Mexico or if I ever go to South America or even to Portugal.
Right. For me, I love Disney, but I also love just relaxing on the beach too and just kind of doing nothing. So I would say Disney though, if I had to choose one, because I love what the park's all about. They have a little bit of everything. They have a zoo, they have rides, all kinds of stuff. They have parades.
You have your water park. You have your, like, your rides if you want to
exactly.
do
that. Exactly. There's just a little bit of everything for everyone.
You have your choice of this or that there. At the beach,
totally.
It's more so at the beach, like, one thing to do. Relax, swim, dry tan. Off, tan, get wet yeah. again.
Yeah, or play in the sand. Same old thing.
Live in your own country or abroad. I would definitely myself pick abroad. If I could leave Canada, I definitely would. Sorry to all the people who love me, but if I could get out of my country, yeah, like tomorrow, I'd be gone, unfortunately.
You know what? I kind of feel the same way just because some people in our grade school that have lived abroad, I almost get jealous looking at their Instagrams like, damn, like you lived in England for a few years or you traveled, like good for you, girl. You know, like but I just some, think it would be amazing.
Any sugar daddies out there this sounds like a great option for you. I'm open. I'm available. There's two of us.
Hit me up.
It's a two for one. We cook. Yes. We clean.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to hit Jordan up.
You can find me at all my socials.
Facebook, Twitter, Insta.
And my sexy Insta. Plus and I have my drag Twitter and my drag Insta.
The point is you can find him.
You can.
Okay, Africa or Asia?
I would have to pick Asia personally. Because
I was going to say the same.
On my list, I would rather travel to Indonesia. I would rather mm-hmm. travel to Thailand, places all around there. Been interested in maybe Japan a little bit more. So I would go. Plus, I've met more people from Japan while working in jazz.
That makes sense. Japan looks fun. Every time I see the videos and stuff on YouTube of people touring Japan, it always looks like a great time. I would say Asia for me too. No offense to Africa.
I would love to go to the Serengeti and see all the beautiful animals and whatnot.
If Africa was like that movie, Blended, if Africa was like that, I'd totally go. But Asia, I'm sticking with it. Because I love Asian food too, so yum.
Yes, definitely. I've never tried African food just because there's not many African places around.
No, there isn't. It's not very diverse as far as Amherstburg goes. There's no diversity at all, or hardly.
Book or movie?
Movie.
I would say movie. Just because the books are good and I can kind of picture things within the movie. I have actual faces to names, etc.
Yeah, I agree. Rap or rock?
For me, that's hard.
Depends what type of rap. Like, what are we talking about? Like Tupac? Are we talking NWA? Or are we talking like this generation's rap?
I'm going to assume this generation's rap and rock. I would have to say both. Just because with my music that I listen to, all my electronic stuff and dubstep and trap music, they always use a mix of rock and rap sometimes. They played a Travis Scott song that Skrillex was on a remix for, and that was an awesome like rap and EDM type of music.
Yeah.
But then of like remixes of bands like Breaking Benjamin, A Day to Remember.
You know what?
You're Bring right. Me the Horizon.
And you know what? They're good.
Yes.
So I'd say both. I'd lean more towards rock than I would rap, but both.
I think at this point I would do the same. Like if I was gonna put anything on between the two, I would probably put on some Bring Me the Horizon rock. Do we want reality or do we want the drama? I like the drama if it's more so if there's a lot of seasons. Like I don't want to get into a TV show that has like two seasons, mediocre drama. I would, in that case, I'd rather just a brand new reality show. The drama and the excitement is reduced to like a 2-week filming period. So everything's heightened. Everyone's more excited and ramped up and ready to attack if need be. Bad Girls Club.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, my God. We're going to have to do an episode where we just review the fights, like the top fights of BGC.
I know our listeners would like that.
Oh, my God. I would, too.
Y'all are ratchet. You're ratchet. We love you.
We do love you. Comedy or horror? I answered this one earlier. Probably comedy, but I also love a good horror movie, like, every once in a while.
For me, it's hard to... I'm very critical. I've seen a lot of fucking movies. So I get really picky. Like when I go on Netflix and I don't know what I want, I will sit there for hours just because I have no idea like what type of genre. I'm like, can someone just help me and give me a genre, please? Help me make a choice. And it's like with horror and comedies, they're all hits and misses. Sometimes the comedy is just like really bad, like stupid bad, like you don't even want to watch again. But then horror, there's some movies that are just like that as well. But on the contrary, there's some really good comedy movies that are out there that are coming out, and horror movies. So I like a mix of both.
Oh, oops.
Whoopsies. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for listening to our fourth episode of BFF Fridays on Twin Souls Podcast. Stay tuned for our next murder, mystery, and mayhem episode about the mysterious death of Rebecca Zahau.